At time, as the Packers have lost four straight and five of six, the fans have talked about somebody getting fired for weeks. The media finally asking Mike McCarthy on Monday that question. Will there be any coaching changes this week? McCarthy quickly snapped no. He said his focus is on one thing, and that's beating the Eagles on Monday night. Packers back on the practice field today. I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown later on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thank you, BS. It is 15 minutes until 10 o'clock on your hump day morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable package, Glenn Klein. And he is the host of the interview show that airs on Channel 11 WTTW Public TV in Chicago. Please welcome back to Community Conversations, Mr. Mark Baser. Mark!
How are you?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
Sure, it's just a societal plight thing. I don't care that much.
I know, you really don't, do you?
In the end, in the final analysis.
I have zero complaints. I have a lot of questions, but I have no complaints.
Yeah, ask away.
What do you care about?
What do I care about?
Yeah.
That's a loaded one. I don't know. Right now I'm caring about this turkey that I fear is too small that's sitting in my refrigerator across from me right now.
How many people are you serving that turkey to?
Well, that's the issue, I guess. There might be more people coming, and I knew that in advance, that there was that possibility, but unlikely, and now it seems like it's becoming more likely. I'm not prepared for it. It's kind of like the election. People weren't prepared for what happened, and then that night things changed dramatically. That's the same way I feel about this Thanksgiving turkey. So right now I got a 12-pound turkey, but we have probably eight people eating turkey. But if that creeps up two more, all of a sudden I feel like the turkey is too small. So then what do you do? Do you just go to the deli and say, here's some turkey sandwiches for the other two people? Like, what to do? And I guess I could get a second turkey. But then how small do turkeys get? These are the things that are going through my mind right now.
These are
as much as talking to you and focused, 100% on our conversation.
These are the things that you care about. If you have enough, do you go white meat or dark meat?
You know what? I find that each turkey contains both. So
yeah, but what do you like?
I like dark meat more. I like dark meat more.
Yeah, I do too. Dark meat is more moist than white meat.
Yeah. Especially when I make it, the white meat tends to dry out pretty. I'm that paranoid guy that's like, is it undercooked? Am I going to get salmonella? Am I going to poison my family? And then I put it in for another hour, and then nobody's happy.
So
they'd rather have been sick. They would have rather have taken the salmonella, but the moist turkey, as opposed to what I deliver.
So you're in charge of the cooking of the turkey. What is Mrs. Baser doing?
She's got some side dishes, and then some other people, like my parents and my wife's parents, bring over other side dishes. And then my sister brings over some side dishes. And then that's kind of like everybody contributes.
What is a unique Baser side dish that one would not expect to see at a Thanksgiving table?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I don't know that there's anything now that's that controversial. But back when I was a kid, I remember my mom would always make something called pearled onions, which I never ate. I never liked, but she would always make them. I think she was pretty proud of them. And then one time, I had my great aunt over, and my aunt just totally ripped into the pearled onions. Why would anybody make these? What's going on here? And then they died a quick death after that, I think. Although it's still now a family lore, kind of. Where are the pearled onions? I think we ask every time.
It's a running Baser family joke.
Running joke,
I love those things. A lot of people are...
One time my mother-in-law made onion rings, and I thought that was great. Like, who thinks to make onion rings on Thanksgiving? But they were delicious, and everybody liked them.
I like a unique side dish at a Christmas or Thanksgiving celebration.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
I tell you what's become very popular is macaroni and cheese. It started in the African American community, as everything does in our culture. Everything starts in two communities in our country, either in the African American community or in the gay community. Everything starts there, and then it just kind of takes over. Like, for example, manscaping. That's
also,
started in the gay community.
The third community, which a lot of stuff starts in the porn community.
Well, that's kind of ties into it, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah.
Manscaping started in the gay community, for sure.
Family radio here, so. Sorry.
No, it is. But, I mean, we can talk. I mean, as long as we don't swear, we can pretty much talk about anything.
But all the technological achievements, all that stuff's pushed forward by the porn industry. Like, can we have better streaming video and stuff like that? That all starts there.
That in the military. That's where the internet started. Al Gore.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. No, don't even say that. He never claimed it. That's just I feel bad for him because he never claimed that.
Is that kind of in the category of the pearled onions? Just like a running joke now? He's Mark Baser. He is the host of the interview show on Channel 11 in Chicago, originally from Boston, Mass. You got to take that?
No, I don't. I don't know what's left.
Who's calling?
That's my wife. I have two phones because it's a long story. But I have a work phone, which is the one we're on right now, which is much better. And then I have a home phone, which is like the iPhone 2. Which won't stop working. And then every time it's my turn to get a phone, somebody else in my family has their phone break. So then I have to pony up my turn to give. I mean, I'm a very selfless person, obviously.
No doubt.
Well, yeah, Red Sox won, and then the Cubs won. And I was here for the White Sox won, too.
Well, but I want to give you your due, because everybody is giving credit to the former general manager, Theo Epstein of the Red Sox, who comes over and becomes the Cubs president, and he brought in Jed Hoyer, who was his assistant in Boston. They end up ending the curse of the Bambino in Boston and then ended the Billy Goat curse in Chicago. But nobody mentions that Mark Baser also came from Boston to Chicago. I think it's about time we give credit where credit is due. Thank you so much. As a lifelong, suffering Chicago Cub fan, thank you, Mr. Baser.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Finally the recognition, and congratulations to you. I mean, that's I can't. I remember vaguely what it was like. So your sports will never be sports. Your life will be better. Sports will never be as exciting. That's just fine.
No, it was
that's a good trade off.
It was the last great sports story ever. You can turn off your TVs now. Yeah, there will never be the only. A better sports story is now being fictionalized, not fictionalized, but there's a fiction rendition of it. Have you seen the show Pitch about the first woman?
I've seen the billboards.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's not great, but it's pretty good. It's very sexy, and of course they could not have picked a hotter first female pitcher. That's what they had to do. But it's good, man. It's a psychological drama. It's got a lot. It's a lot of baseball if you like baseball. And they have it's an actual team. It's the San Diego Padres, and their longtime catcher, the Padres, just got traded to the Cubs midseason, and now he's falling in love with Ginny Baker, the first female pitcher in the major leagues. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'll have to watch. I mean, it's based. You're saying it's inspired by the Little League woman, the woman from Little League.
No, I don't know if it's inspired by that, but she plays the first major
league
female player.
I feel like that's probably what happened, right? They probably said, look, there was this little league female, remember a couple years ago, who was so dominant. Well, we can't steal her story because we don't want to pay that family the money.
Oh, that's right.
Come up with our own.
Well, other than the interview show on Channel 11, what other TV shows do you frequent?
Man, I've been 100% politics the last month, which is I've got to stop.
I can tell your social networking has been particularly depressed, especially since 2 weeks ago today.
That's not doing anybody any good. But you know what show I love? I love the show Catastrophe. Have you seen that?
No.
It's on Amazon. There's this comedian. He's great. He's like the funniest guy on Twitter, Rob Delaney. And he's an American who goes over to London and has a one-night stand with a woman played by another comedian, Sharon Hogan, who's a British comedian. And she becomes pregnant. He is already back in the States, of course. It was a business trip. And then he finds out. She calls him. And he decides to go back. And they make a go of it. And it is so funny. It is. It is, and it's, it seems pretty. I mean, I wouldn't say it's realistic, but there is an aspect of realism when it comes to kind of marital or boyfriend girlfriend raising a kid relations, and it is. I can't recommend it enough. I just love it. I love it.
Do you ever watch Morning Joe on MSNBC?
I watch the clips. I watch clips online in the morning or in the afternoon.
Here's what you don't see on the clips. There is absolutely a husband-wife, spousal, stressful relationship between Joe Scarborough and his co-host, Mika Brzezinski. It's hilarious. Joe Scarborough is always acting completely inappropriately, saying outrageous things, and Mika's always trying to rein him in. And it's been rumored for a long time that they're actually together. But it is hilarious. And they've got, you know, the top newsmakers and the politicos in the country on that show. And, of course, Scarborough, a Republican from Florida, and Mika Brzezinski's dad, Zbigniew, was Jimmy Carter's national security advisor. So it's
right.
On the Democratic side. So it's good. It's a more balanced show that you would see normally on MSNBC, and certainly more balanced than what you see on Fox News in the morning with Fox and Friends. So it might help get you through your depression.
You think that's going to do it?
Well, it would help. I'm not saying it's going to do it. Here's a great show for you. Have you seen Shameless?
I have not, but that's filmed here in Chicago, right?
That is filmed on the South Side with William H. Macy, who plays the father of six kids on the South Side. Amy Rossman plays the oldest daughter. She is just, you talk about sexy. Oh, my God. And it is just...
But aren't they all insane? Isn't that the plot?
It's
a family of insanity?
It's a family of major dysfunction, but they're all really very smart. And William H. Macy plays basically a homeless guy who doesn't take care of his family, but he's brilliant. And the storyline is incredible, and I highly recommend it. Maybe doing some binge watching during your holiday.
All right, I'm in. You can't really binge watch Morning Joe, so.
No, you couldn't do that. But can you binge?
No, it's not leading to any plot climax. Sorry.
Can you binge watch The Interview Show?
No, you'd want to tear your hair out, I think. We're starting up, though. We're starting up again. Second season airs January 6th, so that's coming around the corner.
January 6th, what day of week is that?
It's Friday, so it's Friday at 7:30 for 8 weeks, and then we'll be back for 8 weeks of shows.
On Channel 11 in Chicago, if people don't live in Chicago, where can they see it?
They can I don't even know. I should know the URL, right? Are pbsstations.org? They probably are, right?
I'll just search for The Interview Show or Channel 11 in Chicago.
You'll see. Channel 11 Chicago. That's all you need to know.
Now, you've been filming, and I have not been able to get down to the bar there to see you yet, but I will.
Right. We should come up to you. We should do a Milwaukee show.
Well, come on.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my invitation. not to be in.
Man, I got one more filming show before we can put it all into editing mode and stuff like that. So
what does that mean for me?
Well, we do the live show at the bar, the Hideout, which is really if you've never been, which it sounds like you're avoiding me, is a great bar. It's a great Chicago place. And after that, we're already started putting the older shows together, but after that, we've got all the footage we need to just barely eke out an eight-episode season.
Funniest thing that has happened so far in the filming of the current season?
The funniest thing that has happened, like anything, nothing has happened that's been like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened, and it shouldn't have happened, or it was a mistake, or something like that, but I would say the funniest people that I've had on the show are these two young chefs from Chicago. I don't even know if they're young anymore. I mean, they're mid-30s. Is that young?
It's young to me.
In Chicago. And they come on every September for the last 3 years, and they do a barbecue outside after the show. But they're like chefs of like two of the hottest restaurants in Chicago, and they are hilarious. And so their names are Cosmo Goff and Yuling Wu Bauer, and they basically make fun of me the whole time, which is totally fine with me. And they had a moment that was, which was funny, in which I'm a huge Springsteen fan, and they're huge Springsteen fans, and they're probably the youngest huge Springsteen fans that I know, because most people who are huge Springsteen fans are like my age and up. And I was at the concert like 2 weeks before they were on the show, and they were too, apparently. And on stage, they pulled out their phone and said, "We saw you and took a photo of you dancing like an idiot." And then they showed everybody the picture of me.
Oh, it was real?
Yeah, it was real. I was on the floor. I had floor seats, which was
that's
great.
Funny. And,
you know, you're standing for 4 hours, so they probably caught me at like the moment where I was about to pass out.
What song were you dancing to?
I think it was Hungry Heart.
Hungry Heart, yeah, you got to
dance. There's a great Hungry Heart story. I was flying with my family to Florida last year, and I had my phone in my pocket, and we had a stopover. Unbelievably, we had a stopover in Baltimore, and I went to use the bathroom. And as I was going to the bathroom in the Baltimore airport, my phone turned on, and it was Hungry Heart, and it was the part of A Wife and Kids in Baltimore, Jack. And then the character obviously leaves his kids. So I was just like, oh, my God. It's a sign from above that I just need to, like, get on another plane.
Bruce,
I didn't.
The boss got the Presidential Medal of Freedom yesterday.
He sure did.
Yeah, how about that?
So congrats to him. Congrats to him. I mean, he's the pride of New Jersey. Next time when Trump does it, the pride of New Jersey will be probably Joe Piscopo. But for now, it's good.
That's a very good point. I mean, Mr. Trump does not have a lot of celebrities, musicians, artists, actors in his camp. He might have a hard time with that.
Well, he's got Piscopo. He's got that racist Nugent. He's got Scott Baio.
He's got Scott Baio. Yeah, I forgot about Scott Baio.
Yeah,
that's a good
Angelina
one.
Jolie's father. He'll get the Medal of Freedom. We'll see. It'll be interesting.
Well, he is always interesting. He's Mark Baser. Check him out. We don't know what the URL is, but just the interview show. It starts airing on Channel 11 on January 6th in Chicago. All right, I've got a great idea. First of all, get an extra turkey. That's number one. You can always make sandwiches afterward. You can make a turkey a la king or whatever. But get some pearled onions, just for a joke.
I should.
Yeah, just have the pearled onions show up. Your mom will get verklempt for sure.
She will. She would love it. Thank you. That's a great idea.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
Thanks as always to Mark Baser. Your community conversation continues after WRJN covers the world on this Wednesday morning.
Haley to UN, Carson to HUD. I'm Christopher Cruz, President-elect Donald.